This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They keep playing the hits in D.C., while the rest of the world holds its breath to see what's next. And, of course, this was a week where, while CPAC is going on in Washington, D.C., and there was a visit to Mexico, Homeland Security Director Kelly and Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, were down there, conversations flowing about immigration and the policies that Donald Trump is talking about. While all of that's happening, there's town hall meetings going on as well. A lot of vocal people across the United States concerned about what else? Healthcare. We certainly have seen this before, and here we go again, years later for part two, only this time it's a different administration, and they're talking about dumping the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and doing something completely different. So right at the top of the show, let's go to our pal Everett, who's listening to us in Washington. Hey, Everett, thanks for hanging through. What's up?
Never much. Just got back from Squatch Hutton out the Olympic Peninsula National Forest, so it was pretty good.
Wait, say what you were doing, what, hunting?
Squatch Hutton. Tusquatch.
Squatch. Ah, gotcha. Nice. I bet that was fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. We were sitting around the fire, and next thing I know, about 30 feet away, we see a bunch of rustling and stuff in the woods, and we see this tree swaying back and forth, and then we see four eyes staring right at us.
Whoa.
Next thing I know, I see a beam of light come down, and it was a spaceship, and two figures was going up there, and one of them was Bigfoot, and one of them was Hillary Clinton. I think she was going up there to get some money for the foundation.
Oh, you're
anyway,
so silly.
I heard it.
I said, you're so silly. You know, it's funny. You know, the whole Bigfoot thing, there's like 10 different names for Bigfoot. And I thought Bigfoot was on the East Coast because I grew up near the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. And they used to say, boy, don't go to the Pine Barrens because you'll run into Bigfoot. And you'll live, hopefully you'll live to tell
devil,
about it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, the Jersey Devil. That was another nickname. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Funny.
Anyways, I heard Ted Nugent might be running for senator in Michigan.
Yeah, that, you know, that discussion has been out there for a while, but it's getting much more serious.
I couldn't do any worse.
Yeah, he's got fans. You know, he's been pretty vocal. He absolutely has fans.
Well, maybe he'll give the Democrats cat scratch fever.
Yeah, that's it. Can you name any other songs? That's like the most popular song, that song.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, on Obamacare, I think maybe it's just to get rid of it and go back to what we were before that.
Well, that's what people would like, a lot of people would like to see happen. Doesn't it seem like, remember when you used to get a job and it would be like, oh, the benefits are great. They don't even worry. Don't even ask us about the benefits because it'll cost you $10 for copay. And if anything happens, it won't be that disastrous. And now that is the good old days. Now it's the a la carte menu. And even if your insurance is okay, it's not really what it was. It's nowhere near what it was. It's like, what do you do about health care? Now you have to just stay healthy.
I know, and then you got to pay for all these extras with Obamacare that you're not even going to use.
Yeah, that you're not going to use.
Silly.
Yep, I agree.
You know, like sex change operation stuff and all this other bull. Come on.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to have other elective surgeries, whatever it is, then you have to give everybody else a break on the premiums and regular office visits, et cetera, because the premiums are out of control. I mean, the insurance companies are shooting them up, and that's where people can't afford it. And I'm going to be watching with everybody else with bated breath to see what they do on this. But I think you're going to see a different kind of healthcare system.
Oh, definitely. And on the medical marijuana stuff, I think they should keep that. But the recreational, I think they should get rid of that because that pot's just too strong nowadays. for anybody.
I mean, it's too many. Well, there you go. That's a good point. Are the strains of what people smoking, are they stronger than what it used to be? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like back in, little hippie days.
Right. The strains are stronger. Interesting point of view. Everett, thanks for the call. So, I mean, he does bring up something that some people talk about, that, you know, the kind of marijuana that's out there now is different. Of course, there's all kinds of marijuana, all kinds of strains of marijuana, especially now because of places where it's legal and for recreational use, the kind of farms and where you get the pot from, and then what's made with the marijuana, whether it's food or et cetera. And I don't know. I think medical marijuana definitely should be legalized because of what an incredible comfort it is to people who are in massive pain. Better that than some of the prescription drugs that we're talking about. And recreational use, I mean, the jury is so out on what does that mean when you say recreational use. Who, you know, is it a gateway drug? We've tried to talk about that here on the show. We've had plenty of people who say no, but we've also had a lot of people who are in the industry who say yes. You know, we had Frank Shamrock on the show, and he talked about marijuana, and, you know, he was talking about athletes' use of marijuana, which is very, very rampant. People have no idea about that. I mean, from pro football players to UFC fighters, because the pain is ridiculous, and they don't want to get hooked on prescription drugs, so marijuana was what was used for on the side, what was used to help somebody get through a particularly rough patch when they had to go back in a ring or an octagon or had to get back up on the field and be on the line, whether we're talking about offensive players or defensive players. And I know from covering sports that, yes, marijuana use is pretty, it's not everybody, but there's a lot of players that smoke dope to help them get through whatever injuries they have. Absolutely. So the medical version of it, that's not going anywhere. The recreational is always up for debate. And then part of the debate is, Everett brought it up, is it a different kind of pot that we're talking about? Like, so outrageously different? Is it stronger, way, way stronger, any strain, no matter how different it is? Is it the kind of drug that leads to the stronger stuff, that leads to heroin use, which is so awful and so rampant across the United States? And the amount of people who OD from it is rising, is climbing. I've said this before, but Zyrtec D, when you go to get Zyrtec D, you have to show your license, you have to get it behind the counter, and it's great when you don't feel well, and it makes you feel better. And I remember asking the pharmacist, you know, why do I have to do that? Because they use it for meth. So you have to show your license for how many times you go in to get it. Wow. Stay with us.
Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In this edition of For Your Health, and we've talked about this before, concussions and how damaging they are for people who play sports at any level. In our virtual green room right now, Colleen Fagan certainly knows all about that, repeated concussions and dealing with that while she was playing hockey. In fact, I want to say it was a very short amount of time that she suffered a bunch in a row. And what does that do to you ultimately as you try to bounce back, and how do you get that relief? So, Colleen, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about how many concussions, and as I said, you played hockey, so that had to be pretty rough, obviously, if you got a handful of concussions.
Right. So I started playing hockey when I was really little, and my first documented concussion was when I was 13 years old. And in the following about 4 years or so, I got three additional concussions. So I had four total documented concussions. But when it's all said and done, a bunch of concussions don't actually get diagnosed because either I didn't report the symptoms or they were repeat concussions before one was actually diagnosed.
Wow. And so that had to be frustrating and not even really understanding what was going on, huh?
Right. I mean, some of the symptoms I honestly didn't really attribute to my concussions, like memory loss. I thought, oh, well, like, I just don't even remember that conversation. Maybe it's just because I'm stressed. But years later, we figured out that all of my symptoms, the headaches, the nausea, the memory loss, the speech problems were all because of my concussions.
Wow. So you, as you were trying to figure out what this was, it was like, what, almost 2 years of going to different doctors, different hospitals, different treatments, different surgeries. Take us through that process.
Right. So with my last concussion, I was diagnosed in February of 2014, and I went to probably about 24 different doctors. I live in the Boston area, so I saw the best doctors in Boston, but they just really couldn't pinpoint why I wasn't getting better. So after seeing all of the different doctors in Boston, I actually went to North Carolina to get a procedure done to decrease the pressure in my brain.
Mm.
Got that done in May of 2015, and then I went through the same procedure again in July. And after that second procedure, things just got so much worse. I couldn't get out of bed for more than 4 hours a day. I couldn't carry on conversations. My life completely changed with that second procedure. And then finally, I found Cerebrum Health Centers in Dallas, Texas. And those were, when I went to Texas, the doctors there really started to listen to me. And they're like, oh, no, like all of those symptoms we can attribute to your concussions. And this isn't hopeless. You are not hopeless. There is a way to treat you so that you can get back to living your life.
Well, so you went to Cerebrum Health Centers, and what did they do? As you said, they really listened to you. What kind of treatment did they offer? What happened that changed your world?
So they really looked at each of my different symptoms. So my dizziness, my food allergies, my drowsiness. And then they started to put together an individualized treatment plan for me. So they treated me metabolically. So they helped me to change my diet and gave me supplements to help me, to help my metabolism and to help my energy levels. And then they also took it to the physical level as well. They started having me do eye exercises. And they use this really cool chair called the Ovard. And it's sort of like a space chair where they put you in it and they spin you around. And that helps to equal out your equilibrium. And so that beforehand, I was falling over when I would walk around a corner. Afterwards, I could stand up straight with my eyes closed and not fall over.
Wow, so you went from not being able to sit up at one point for more than 4 hours a day. You had to, we should tell everyone too, you actually was so bad you had to withdraw from college. You basically were secluded because you were having trouble walking and focusing and all of that. How did you hear about the Texas connection? How'd you find out about Cerebrum?
Right. So a lot of with my whole recovery, I actually lost friends and I lost some of my support system because they didn't believe what I was going through. They didn't think that I could really have these horrible symptoms that lasted for years. And I finally heard about Cerebrum after talking to one of my former hockey teammates. And she's like, you really need to check out this facility. I had a teammate that went here. It worked for her. Why not try it? And so I did a whole bunch of research online and then gave them a call and spoke to them. And at first, my parents and I were like, well, do we really want to go all that way from Boston to Texas for treatment? That might not even work. But we took that leap of hope, that leap of faith, and we went down there, and my mom started to see improvements on the first day.
Wow. So it was good that you made that trip then, obviously. How about that?
Absolutely. I know. So it wasn't like a one-time fix is all. I kept having to work at it, and I actually went back again in February. And by going back this past February, so a year ago, I ended up making so much more progress to the point where I was able to start working out again. And I competed in an Ironman sprint over the summer. And that was remarkable because I hadn't even been able to, like, go for a walk down the block.
Wow. So what would you tell people who have concussions and are going through kind of the same thing and people aren't really believing them or they're just not finding the right treatment?
The one thing I would say to people is that there is hope, and you're not alone. So many times I felt like I was the only one going through this, and by fighting for myself and advocating for myself, I was able to find Cerebrum. I was able to get treatment, and I was able to reclaim my life, and now I literally can do anything I want to do, whereas 2 years ago, I thought that I was going to have to live in my parents' house for the rest of my life and not amount to anything, really.
Wow. And then look at the big turnaround. So now you also teach and help youth programs as far as hockey is concerned because you love it. So coaching hockey, what do you tell the kids that you coach about concussions and how to protect themselves?
So I will work with all of these different youth programs, and we really just tell the kids, you have to be true to who you are. It's better to admit that you have a concussion, get the treatment, and go back to your sport, or else if you don't identify that you have a concussion, you might be out for longer, if not for life. And so the kids that I work with, we really try and teach them the signs and the symptoms of concussions, because you can really get a concussion in anything. It can be at school, it can be at home, at the rink, on the soccer field. And so by knowing those signs and symptoms, you're able to identify it, get it diagnosed, treat it, and get back on the field.
Wow, what an incredible story. You know, in listening to you, and as I said, you couldn't finish college. Now, you finished your degree, correct?
I did, and I actually, I had to sort of change my learning style because my brain wouldn't process things in the classroom. So I really had to teach myself everything by going to college online.
But it worked.
It worked, and I graduated, and now I have a full-time job that I absolutely love, and I feel as if I can do anything I want to do now.
I love that. So your parents must be ecstatic over what happened now on the other side.
They are. I mean, they definitely had their doubts during my recovery. And then once they heard what Cerebrum had to say and that all of these symptoms, like my allergy to gluten and my mood swings and my personality changes, once they heard that that was all because of my concussions, they were like, wow, like, we need to get out there and talk to other parents and make sure that other families aren't going through what we go through.
Wow. Incredible story. Colleen Fagan, we wish you the best, and so glad that you found Cerebrum and got those answers. What's that chair called again? I want to sit in that chair.
It's called the OVARD.
The OVARD.
If you're ever in Dallas, definitely call up Cerebrum and see if you can get a tour of the facility.
Yeah, I want to go videotape that, getting that OVARD. Colleen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Wow, that chair does sound pretty cool. It's amazing how it comes back to food again. Notice how Colleen was talking about that, the allergies and things that she'd write out what the allergies were, finally, gluten and dairy and peanuts and eggs and tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. All that happened because of the concussions that started to appear because of the concussions. And isn't it interesting, and the whole idea, rewire that left brain, try to rewire the left brain. It also goes to the fact that you do, as she said it, you have to be your own advocate. And so with all that, what she went through, imagine those surgeries, etc., and not giving up, just advocating, talking, figuring it out, and then getting connected to the right place, which was Cerebrum. Wow. Again, amazing story. All right. Hang with us. On the flip side, we'll be back with much more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
One of my favorite things that we do on this show, I say it all the time, but it's worth saying it once again here on America Tonight. You are all fabulous. I'm getting so much mail from New Orleans, getting so much mail from some of our new affiliates, Portland and in and around the area as well, and also from our friends in Sarasota, Florida. It's incredible, the outreach in New Jersey. Lots of people there in Illinois, people listening to us in New Hampshire, people listening to us, gosh, all over the place, people listening in the great state of Texas. And truly, I appreciate all of your emails. Even if you don't necessarily hear it on the air, or then you hear it a couple days later, I'm looking at them, and I try to respond to the emails, too, of course, as well. Personally, I try to respond to them. But the avalanche we get is incredible. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hal. Hal says, Kate, I got to tell you, I really enjoy the show. I'm not trying to, as it were, suck up to you, just to tell you that I like the fact that you invite everyone to the party. So shame on anybody who would label themselves as a liberal or a Democrat or undecided, as you say, and they don't join the conversation. If they want to have the conversation, they should call your show, because you are trying to have it. And I think you're right. The missing element is, and I'm a Republican, is that people are not having those conversations and agreeing to disagree or trying to figure out if there's common ground, because I have to believe that there are areas where there are moments where we can meet in a common space, don't you think? I do think. That's what I say. I say everything doesn't have to be a war. It'd be like being in a marriage. It's like a relationship with your children. It's like a relationship with your friends. If everything is a war, if you are constantly struggling, fighting for air, there's like never any meeting in the middle or the decision to just disagree, but it's cool, we still like each other. Oh my gosh. the stress level through the roof. Ridiculous. And I get when we had the changing the guard and people being furious and upset, and we certainly see that with the situation with our health care and whatnot. But I think it's time to exhale and say, yeah, we can be on different sides of this, but we can still get along. I think that's the biggest difference in what we've seen over not, you know, more than a decade. It's like sports. I'm on this team and you're on that team. However, and some people actually don't like this, but if you watch sports for a long enough time, you see that what happens is, even in big games, whether it's a Super Bowl, whether it's the NBA championship, whether it's a long series, it has to be really bad blood for the players not to give each other a quick, you know, handshake afterwards. You see that, and that's just called good sportsmanship. So if they can have good sportsmanship in sports, can't you have that in our lives, like with politics? Or am I just totally wrong about that? I realize some people, no way. They're raw, they're under your skin, and you're just not going there. But I agree with Hal. It's very sad and strange where we find ourselves. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake. Kate, broke my heart listening to you talk about that doctor for Team USA, the gymnastics girls. So young and so much pressure already just to perform to get to where they are. Their lives are taken over by the sport. Then they become Olympian and they have to actually worry about or debate in their minds what's going on with this creepy doctor. I hope they lock him up and throw away the key. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It is. It's sickening. What a stain on the sport, first of all. And here's what I don't understand. So if the girls are getting treatment and you're supposed to have faith in the doctor, okay, I get that. But they're young girls. Wouldn't you just, for safety reasons, so there would be no questions anyway, have somebody else in the room? I mean, wouldn't there be somebody that would be observing what's going on? It's appalling. There's not even any words that I can use to correctly describe what happened, but the amount of trust that you have to have in that process and the kind of nonsense you have to deal with when you're in that sport and they're so young, I think it's yeah, it's despicable. He put himself in that situation, obviously, for a reason. And these are allegations, but I think they've got so much evidence. I think they're just going to nail him. I cannot imagine that he's not going to get a serious prison sentence. It just doesn't. If you look at everything that's there, there's just no way that won't happen. If justice prevails, that certainly will happen. All right, speaking of that, we got this one from a guy in New Hampshire. This one is from Bill. He says, yo, Kate, did you see the Hernandez trial thing that Bill Belichick is a potential witness in Aaron Hernandez's double murder trial that's finally happening? Can you imagine the publicity for that? Well, there's already so much publicity for it anyway. So if Belichick has to go and testify, I mean, what's he going to say? A Massachusetts jury found him guilty of first-degree murder a couple of years ago. So now, as a result of that verdict, he got a life sentence without the possibility of parole. He's standing trial for the shooting of, you know, two others, for the shooting of Daniel DeBreo and Safira Fortada back in 2012. They say that he and a friend followed the men after DeBreo spilled a drink on him at a nightclub, and then Hernandez shot them while they were in their car. What a crazy story. I mean, that is. But this is old news, the details of what happened. So now the defense attorneys list Belichick, they list an offensive coordinator and a couple of other people as potential witnesses because, of course, Belichick coached Hernandez while he played in New England and then, you know, teammates and all that other sort of stuff. But I don't know. To me, what a character witness of how you played football, that's still doesn't answer that question, which already they found him guilty of the first degree murders in the death of the one guy, Odin Lloyd, who was his friend. So maybe he does, but I don't know that it's going to be like I said. There's already an avalanche of publicity anyway, but it's awful. I mean, obviously, lost his mind, lost his temper, freaked out about that. That's all you can say. All right, we move on to another one, and this one is from Jules, who says, Kate, I live in Texas, too. I heard you talk about 80 degrees. It is pretty cool. I was pumped that I could actually throw shorts on and flip-flops and see a preview of summer coming. I don't know. It's some people complain about the weather switching from cold to warm. I never complain when we get a warm day. It's always a good deal for me. I agree. I mean, listen, I have a dog named Mahalo. He's this awesome golden retriever. All of you, if you met him, you would all, even if you're not a dog person, you would love this dog. He's like a person. He's like a cool person that you want to hang out with. So when it's warm and I can get myself out there and I can walk a bunch of miles, man, I'm all for it. It's good for the health, but it's good to do that, just to spend time with the dog and, you know, take that stroll. But when it's freezing cold, it's not quite as easy. Or wind. It seems like wind is what I have to deal with. And when I have, you know, massive wind, like I'm in a wind tunnel blowing me back, the feeling of, geez, I really want to go and walk is not so much there for me. I think some of you can relate to that. Although, while I say that, it's nothing like living in Minnesota or some other places that get avalanches of snow. And even though it's been warmer in Chicago, when you get a ton of snow, I mean, what do you know, you're digging it out. There's your exercise. You're freezing. You're not doing much more than that. So let's move to another one. This one is from, this is the craziest story, so I'm going to go to this. This one is from Dan, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about this before. You even had a psychologist on to talk about how gaming can be really dangerous when people get obsessed and they don't take breaks and then what can happen to them. And I saw a very strange story on it about this gamer who died into a marathon kind of live streaming thing that he was doing. I don't know if you caught that or not. Yeah, the psychologist we have on sometimes is Frieda Birnbaum, and she has talked about that, different forms of social media or gaming, electronics, when you're just crazed with that. So here's the deal. This is this 35-year-old guy, Brian Vinault, who's a gamer. He was known to spend, they say, several days in a week live streaming himself playing the game World of Tanks for 20 plus straight hours. And this is a guy, he lived in Virginia Beach. He's the father of three kids. He got up to smoke a cigarette 22 hours into his live stream. They said it was like in the morning of, you know, whatever, 4:30 in the morning, and he never came back. So this is live streaming. So people thought he fell asleep. A friend sent a message the next day. Then there was a note from a police detective investigating his death. He was exhausted. He was streaming on this gaming platform to raise money for Make-A-Wish, which is a good thing. And he'd been, you know, doing these marathons, a bunch of them. So they haven't determined the cause of death, but the speculation centers on sleep deprivation and heart complications. And how awful is that? It's, wow, I mean, just so sad. But he was known for chain smoking and drinking when he was not live streaming. So he was exhausted, and physically he was doing those other things that couldn't have helped that. You gotta get rest. That's all I can say. We've seen that other forms of exhaustion when someone works too many hours. Have you done that where you've like been somewhere for too long, sat up in a chair and worked, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 even hours straight? Can you imagine gaming for that long? Very, very sad story. All right, thanks for those emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Here for this version of America Tonight. Let's hit up odds and ends, and there are some really strange odds and ends, and kind of that's why I call it that. It's the grab bag of what else is going on. We know that just the other day there was craziness over the winning ticket of the Powerball jackpot. It was actually $435 million. Can you imagine? So check it out. The winning ticket was sold at a gas station in Lafayette, Indiana. Somebody is pretty happy about that ticket. It's about 100, just to give you an idea of where is Lafayette, it's 175 miles north of Louisville, 62 miles outside of Indianapolis. That is crazy. And I hope we get to know the story, although the person who won the ticket, it's once that happens to you, I think you just have to really change your whole life, move, maybe even change your name, because everybody and their brother would be hitting you up for charitable donations, etc., if you're just one person. And it's one ticket, but that doesn't mean it's not a group of people. But that is crazy. That's a definite change to your life if you win that much money, right? I love it when people are asked, oh, you won the lottery, so now are you still going to go to work every day? Really? How much of a life do we have? We have no idea how long we're going to live, and there's a big, bad, awesome world out there that you can go and see. Like, you wouldn't want to go, I don't know, take a trip to the Bahamas, hang out go fishing, go deep sea fishing, head over to some other place, tour the United States, all the cool parks we have, all the awesome historical places you could go. I mean, raise your hand if you've been to every nook and cranny in the U.S. Oh, I thought so. Nobody has raised their hand. So why wouldn't you do that? Of course. Hey, speaking of hitting the road, because I'm a geek for NASA stuff. I am. When I say geek, it's not that I know everything about it. It's just that it fascinates me to beyond belief. So check this out. This is an iconic piece of our history. The spacecraft that carried the first men to walk on the moon back in 1969 on a road trip, baby. Yep. The command module Columbia is going off on a two-year national tour called Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission, celebrating the historic voyage of that group of men at the 50th anniversary of it. And, they, you know, of course, it's one of the greatest achievements of mankind. Yes, we know that. So look that up. It could be touring in your neighborhood. If it's that long, the tour starts in October. It's going to stop at four museums, Houston, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Seattle. It's going to be on display at Seattle's Museum of Flight on the actual 50th anniversary. So if you're listening to me in the Great Northwest, keep that in mind. And they've got all these objects from the Apollo 11 mission. They're going to travel with the capsule. That includes, like, gloves, a visor that Buzz Aldrin wore on the moon, a star chart used on board the module, and a rock box that brought back the first samples from the moon's surface. How cool is that? I think it's really cool. And so, listen, because I've been to the Smithsonian, I have seen it, been there, done it, and it's really cool. It is. I mean, I can't come up with a better adjective. I sound like a teenager. It's so cool, man. But if you can get to it, go and see it. I think it's worth whatever the price of admission would be. I don't think they would charge you too much. But you just, like, in your mind, remember what happened, or go look it up, and it just blows you away. I think when you see that. All right, here, let's move on to another one. How about this? A new survey says that Republicans trust Trump over Republican congressional leaders, because there is like a tug of war a little bit. And what the report said is released by a nonpartisan think tank on Tuesday. So let me say that again, nonpartisan. That's from the Pew Research Center. And this survey that was taken earlier in the month found that 52% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents would put their trust, faith, etc., in the president if there was a disagreement between Trump and the congressional leaders. The rare exception, Republicans under the age of 40, more inclined to trust Congress. Wow, how about that? I think that says something about the Congress. And you know what? It's not that we don't believe it, that it's so shocking, because I think anyone, Democrat or Republican, it goes to what we've been talking about for the past 10 years. People are frustrated with the do-nothing Congresses or bills that get stuffed full of other agendas. And, you know, truly, what is the Democratic process, how it gets gunked up? And I get it. We live in a huge, giant world. So, meaning, in everybody's particular areas, you have special interests compared to the state that's five states over. But at the same time, I mean, come on, give me a break. We can't get through some really important pieces of legislation, then have a second, like, there should be three tiers. This is what we're doing. This is the goal. It's like a budget. Here's what we're getting done for this particular Congress. If we get these five things done, we are rocking. And then if we get a couple of other things done along the way, awesome. But we're not going to sacrifice the greater good, the bigger momentous pieces of legislation that have to happen, that need to be worked on, that affect society, for all these other little special interests. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, and on a sad note, speaking of endings, he's a guy I met, and he was really funny, and a lot of Republicans, you know, really a lot of Republicans like this guy. A lot of conservatives liked Alan Combs. He was the liberal punch to the conservatives he sat next to over the years. He died at the age of 66. He died after a brief illness. And he was a funny guy. He was loyal to people, and I think that's why people that see there is somebody who disagreed you could disagree with and still like. Sean Hannity, remember, had a show with him, Hannity and Combs, and they were good friends, no doubt about that. And this is a guy who worked as a stand-up comedian for an early time in his life. Alan Combs did, and then he joined radio shows and eventually Fox News in the 90s, and he was doing a show on Fox Radio. So sad to hear of the passing of Alan Combs. Alan Combs would get a kick out of this, and he would probably have a really snappy, witty line that would be appropriate. I saw this story the other day, and I just said, you got to be kidding me. There's a judge in Fort Collins, Colorado, a federal judge, who blocked the Fort Collins ban on female toplessness. The judge's name is R. Brooke Jackson. He wrote the ordinance, which mandates women will not knowingly expose their breasts in public, and they say it's rooted in discrimination against women. So, Jackson granted the plaintiff's request for a preliminary injunction and said it's likely to succeed at a permanent injunction. He wrote that they would find the ordinance unconstitutional when the case goes to trial. He criticized city lawyers' arguments that the law maintains public order and protects children, and he cited testimony by the police assistant chief in that area who told the court that topless women would cause distracted driving and traffic issues. Jackson said it amounts to just speculation. So he says again, Jackson says, the ordinance which mandates women won't knowingly expose their breasts in public, it's rooted in discrimination. Could be distracting, I'm going to say. Is that discrimination? I don't know. I mean, is it? I have like no great words, so no pithy things to say about this. The fight over the topless ban, they say, is not as important over the fight to vote or the right to vote or current social justice issues, but the injunction granted privileges to women that men had all along. Wow. So, I don't know. They're citing the free speech clause, 14th Amendment. And is this going to become a thing? I don't know if it becomes a thing or not. But it is just kind of a curiosity, isn't it? What a perfect way to wrap up this show, full of mountains of fun here on America Tonight. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next hour, another show here on AT&T.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.